Diplomacy over war. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Russia has responded to the latest U.S. proposal for a diplomatic solution over the current standoff with Ukraine.
There was an offer to talk through some important issues, but there was an overriding tone of anger that Russia's core demands are not being met, and warnings that if they are not met, Russia will turn to, quote, military technical solutions. This leaves observers wondering what next as President Biden and Secretary of State Blinken lay out grim warnings of what could come. Both Ukraine and Russian-backed rebel-held parts of the country accused one another of serious shelling today, which is in breach of the ceasefire. This, as Russia expelled America's number two diplomat here in Moscow.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. A lawyer for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, who was charged by special counsel John Durham with lying to the FBI during a 2016 meeting, asked a judge today to dismiss the indictment, calling it a case of extraordinary prosecutorial overreach. The motion to dismiss comes just days after a filing by Durham that some said suggested that the former president had been illegally spied on by the Clinton campaign, even though that is not what the document said. Sexual assault reports have risen at U.S. military academies.
The Associated Press says there were 131 reports of sexual assaults at military academies in the 2020-2021 academic year, even higher than the pre-pandemic year ending in 2019. It isn't clear if assaults are actually increasing or if efforts to encourage victims to come forward are behind the numbers. The recently passed National Defense Authorization Act takes prosecutorial decisions regarding sexual assault cases out of the hands of military commanders and puts them into the newly created Office of Special Trial Counsel.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow down 622, the NASDAQ 407 points lower, the S&P falling nearly 95 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A bipartisan group of senators is launching a review of the federal prison system after reports of corruption and abuse.
A Senate working group is forming to get answers about operations and conditions within the Federal Bureau of Prisons. The group is led by Georgia Democrat John Ossoff and Indiana Republican Mike Braun. The chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Democrat Dick Durbin, is also involved. The Senate investigation follows reporting, first by the Associated Press, of misconduct, corruption, and criminal activity from federal prison employees. Durbin says the working group is essential to create safer conditions for those at correctional facilities. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Oregon Supreme Court ruling today that former New York Times columnist Nicholas Crist is not eligible to run for governor because he does not meet the state's three-year residency requirement. Elections officials had noted Kristoff voted in New York in the 2020 election. A special edition wine is being released commemorating Queen Elizabeth's 70-year reign.
The Platinum Jubilee English Sparkling Wine is blended with Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and Pinot Meunier. Made exclusively from hand-picked fruit grown on vineyards in Kent and West Sussex. It's only available for shipping in the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and Germany. Profits made from sales of the English sparkling wine and flute glasses will go to the Royal Collection Trust, which is a registered charity that's dedicated to caring for art collections and residences owned by the royal household. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Visa and Amazon.com have agreed to allow customers to use Visa cards on Amazon sites worldwide without additional fees. Under the agreement, Amazon's site in Britain will no longer turn off Visa credit cards. Customers in Australia and Singapore will no longer pay a surcharge for using Visa. I'm Rich Denison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.